Seattle's Morning News, this is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. There is another story about how wine can help you live longer, but only if you drink it properly. And to find out more, let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. And Dr. Cohen, this study strikes me as being one of the more extensive studies on wine drinking that we've seen. And it's also published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. And you being a cardiac surgeon, that I assume that's a credible journal, right?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Yes, it is. Actually, the Journal of the American College of Cardiology is one of the more credible journals. And so it does actually give a certain amount of credibility to the study itself. This is a topic that's been actually researched over and over and over again. There's actually numerous studies in the literature looking at the health benefits of alcohol. It seems to show over and over again that there's a J-shaped relationship. If you plot amount of alcohol consumed or number of drinks versus survival or health benefits. So this study, again, redemonstrates that J-shaped relationship between the two. What's different in this study is that, first of all, it is a very, very large study. They looked at 330,000 people. And one of the things I thought that was interesting about this was actually the study came out of a Chinese university. But in fact, it looked at a survey that was in a database that was done in the United States. So this is actually looking at drinkers in the United States. And what they found is that if you consume small to moderate amounts of alcohol, that there's actually a survival benefit. And in this case, they considered light and moderate drinkers to be men who consume 14 or fewer drinks per week and women who consume 7 or fewer drinks. And in those groups, those people were about 20% less likely to die from any cause during the study's follow-up period, which was about 8 years. Mm-hmm. And that was greater than a greater survival benefit than those who never consumed alcohol. Now, one of the problems with this kind of study is that people think, well, if some is good, more is better. But that's actually not the case. And this study, again, demonstrated it. And it's consistent with the other previous studies, which show the J-shaped relationship. So if you consume beyond a moderate amount of alcohol, you actually do worse. So those people who consumed greater amounts of alcohol were actually 11% more likely to die of any cause and 27% more likely to die of cancer. So there is, a sweet spot, so to speak, where consuming the right amount of alcohol is critical to seeing the health benefits of it.
Right. So in other words, you're better off drinking some alcohol than no alcohol, but worse off if you, of course, go into binge drinking. So what is that sweet spot again?
So again, in this study, what they defined it as light to moderate drinkers. And so for men, that was 14 or fewer drinks per week. And for women, it was 7 or fewer drinks per week.
Doesn't matter what kind of drink?
Yeah, that was a unique thing about the study. So one of the things that's been looked at in the past is, and red wine has been studied a lot, and you hear about, the health benefits of red wine. And it's always been thought that it was the antioxidants or some of the other chemicals within the red wine that are beneficial. So for example, you can buy a substance called resveratrol over the counter in a pill form as a supplement, and because people think that there's a health benefit to taking resveratrol. But in this particular study, they actually looked at people who consumed alcohol, period. So it didn't matter whether it was beer, it didn't matter whether it was wine, it didn't matter whether it was spirits. The health benefit was seen from drinking alcohol. So it actually raises the question, what's beneficial here, the alcohol or the stuff that's in the alcohol?
So is this then the definitive study? Can we now say that, yes, in fact, there is a bona fide health benefit to moderate drinking?
Well, this is clearly one of the most statistically rigorous studies that's been done thus far, and they really tried to control for lots of variables to try and determine whether alcohol was really beneficial or not. But the problem is, and we've discussed this on your show before, that this is an observational study. So it's looking at a group of people, in this case, a large group of people, 330,000 people, and getting them to self-report about their alcohol consumption, and then trying to take that data and then look at what happens to their outcomes. So they're correlating alcohol consumption to an outcome, which in this case was contracting a disease or dying. So it's not a direct cause and effect relationship. You would have to create a randomized control study in order for that, in a prospective fashion or a forward-looking fashion, in order for that to make that definitive of a statement. But what I will say is that there have been numerous studies on this topic, all observational and all retrospective, rare looking, but they've all shown the same thing, this J-shaped relationship between alcohol consumption and disease.
Well then, that strikes me as good news. It's one of those drugs that people will willingly take as long as they take it in moderation. So if a doctor prescribes that, is that covered by my insurance? Now that we have a study?
It's a great question. I think you have to check with your insurance carrier on that one.
Thank you, Dr. Cohen.
Thanks, Dave.